Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. You want to be part of the solution, right? You don't want to be part of the problem. So, like I always say, be part of the solution. That way, there you're not. But that comes with getting informed first, don't you think? Don't you agree? So, get informed. Somebody's talking to your friends, you're talking to your relatives, you're talking to your loved ones, and maybe, you know, not so loved ones. When you talk to them, I mean, seriously, you can give them some information maybe they never thought of. Or maybe you never thought of how to give it to them, and now you can say, hey, look, I just heard this. I don't know how true it is, but maybe you should check it out as well. What do you think? Right? So, I am not into this kind of music. So I know some people are. They love it. And, you know, everybody's got his own thing. But I don't know if you saw it. Was it Sean Diddy Combs? His houses were raided. Equipment was confiscated. He must have, did anybody know whether he or not he endorsed Trump? Seriously. But I don't know if you remember a while back. He was calling for white men like Trump to be banished. Nobody did anything to him at that point, but the federal officials raided his homes. They allegedly say that he was involved or his kids were involved in some kind of sex trafficking and sexual assault investigations. The raid came in wake of multiple lawsuits filed against him. Again, accusing him of sexual misconduct and assault, as well as other allegations. I like how they put that. Stunning videos from the raids surfaced online. They show members of Diddy's entourage being led out at gunpoint. Multiple law enforcement agents were seen carrying bags and boxes of evidence in a van. The allegations against Combs that prompted the raids are really scary. Now, Combs' former girlfriend, Cassandra Casey Ventura, she filed a lawsuit against him in November, accusing him of sex trafficking and sexual assault. Now, they reached a settlement barely 24 hours after the suit was made public. He wanted a gun, and he wanted a gun fast, apparently. Another lawsuit was filed in December by a Canadian woman identified only as Jane Doe. She claims that she was sex trafficked, gang raped in 2003. When she was only 17 and in the 11th grade. Wow. This is where I get nuts with these entertainment type people. If it's true. I mean, be clear. If it's only if it's true. During the 2020 presidential election, Diddy Combs, he endorsed Joe Biden. Gee, I wonder why. No comment. You know, because he said that Donald Trump was evil, that Biden represented the understanding. He said, white men like Trump, they need to be banished, he told popular podcaster Charlemagne the God. That's the way of thinking. That way of thinking is real dangerous. A man literally threatened the lives of us and our families about going to vote. Now, Combs continued his race baiting for quite some time after the election. They're not going to stop. It's the one way they get you all wound up, right? He said, we're in a war. We're not taking this like it is a war. We're taking it like it's a presidential election. We're in a war, and it's love versus hate. This is what he was pushing back then. He said the number one priority is to get Trump out of office. You know, he said people should be afraid of this man. Right, because Trump constantly was going after the black community, right? That big, bad, mean man. Combs that year also created his own political organization. It was dubbed the Our Black Party. Trump has taken things way too far as black people. We aren't even a topic of real discussion, Combs asserted. We can no longer stand for doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting different results. He said, that's insanity. Does he realize what he's saying? That's exactly what they were doing. The Democrats were voting for the blacks were voting for the Democrat Party over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. They weren't getting any further along. I'm sorry, so who was the one that was insane? Also, for some reason, he wasn't much of an Obama fan either, apparently. He said, my number one thing is to be honest. Right? He said, I feel like the black people put President Obama in the White House. He said, when I look back, I just wanted more done for my people, because that's the name of the game, he said. Right, the community was a little shortchanged under Obama. You know, it's just amazing to me that again, he did nothing for them either. And they knew he was going to do nothing for them. He didn't do anything for his own community at home. Right, you've got to go ahead, pay attention to what they're doing. Pay attention to what they're saying. Because what comes out of their mouth isn't always what they end up doing. Well, most of the time, they don't end up doing. That was the thing about Trump that bothered the crud out of them, was that when he said he was going to do something, he did it. And don't send me an email about building a wall, because it was Congress that stopped him dead in his tracks on that one. I want you to think about that as a whole. Got a lot more coming up. Joe Messina, your host. No, I'm not done with this yet. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, do something, as I like to say, more than nothing. Okay? I mean, if you've just joined, the first time you've been with the show, okay, then the last hour of the show, so I start going through articles, items, stories like crazy. Appreciate your time with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be at ease in Biden's... I don't know, New World? I don't even know what to say. Leprosy is on the rise again here in the United States, particularly in Florida. Now, according to the World Health Organization, about 200,000 cases of the disease occur every year throughout 120 countries. And they're often, I don't even get this one, they're often associated with contact with armadillos. Now, the U.S. experiencing cases, they're creeping upwards. The number of infections across the country more than doubling over the past decade. Both the people who are exposed to armadillos and those who aren't. According to reports from the Center for Disease Control, we can trust them, right? And prevention last year, there were 160 new cases of leprosy in the U.S. In 2020, around a fifth of which were in Florida, and Florida cases, 81% were found in central Florida. Cases in southeastern states have nearly doubled over the last decade. Now, Florida reported 10 cases of leprosy every year between 02 and 14. This rose to 29 new cases in 15, and there were 15 new cases in 23. Now, global case detection rates, they dropped between 2019 and 2020, but this has been rising since then. The WHO attributes part of the decline in the case to the impact of SARS-CoV-2 pandemic on health services. The number of new cases post 2019 is growing, but reported cases to date are still lower than those reported in 2019. But, you know, leprosy also known as Hansen's disease, is caused by bacteria. Oh, no, we're not doing this. A whole bunch of stuff that I can't pronounce. It's one of the oldest recorded diseases having affected humans for thousands of years. It primarily affects the skin, the peripheral nerves, the mucosa of the upper respiratory tract, eyes, causes symptoms including skin lesions, which may be lighter or darker than surrounding skin and may lack sensation. Other symptoms can include numbness or weakness in the hands and feet, nerve damage, severe cases, deformities, and disabilities. Sounds cool, doesn't it? Oh, my God. Look, it's not common. I mean, seriously, symptoms could take, check this out. Symptoms could take up to 20 years to set in. And death from the disease is uncommon. But it still sounds disgusting. I can't even imagine. Now, they know that what, they don't know what's driving it or driving the increase in Florida. But again, you heard what they said. It could be up to 20 years for the symptoms to show up. Right? The number of cases that I saw in Florida have led experts to fear that the disease is becoming an endemic in that state. Essentially means that it has established a consistent presence with a certain population or geographic area. So, what do you say? Watch out for this? Don't pet any armadillos? I mean, really? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, I'm just bringing you the info. Do what you want with it. You can flush it, or you can take it, you know, take it for what it's worth. I thought this was interesting. Somebody sent me this earlier today. I gave it a quick read. U.S. working-age adults are dying at higher rates than their peers in comparable high-income countries. Now, over the past three decades, most high-income countries have seen a significant decline in midlife mortality. Those are people between the ages of 25 and 64. Now, according to researchers at Oxford and Princeton, mortality declines in the U.S. for this age bracket have been significantly slower than in other countries. I thought we were all over this. I mean, I thought we were, like, the place to be. Using data from the World Health Organization, again, don't you love this? Mortality database between 1990 and 2019, the team concluded that all-cause midlife mortality rates in the U.S. were 2.5 times higher than the average rates in other high-income countries. The study was published in the National Journal of Epidemiology on March 21st. They didn't evaluate data during the years of COVID, C-O-N-O-I. The higher mortality rates were driven by many causes of death, including, you know, transport accidents, homicide, suicide, drug overdoses. For example, between 2000 and 2019, drug-related deaths in the U.S. increased tenfold. Did you hear me? From 2000 to 2019, drug-related deaths in the U.S. increased up tenfold. The researchers also highlighted a stalling of improvements in deaths for cardiovascular disease, a increase in deaths for metabolic disease. I mean, look at, can we talk here? Can we be honest? In all reality, you know, we're eating like crap. We are eating crap. We are eating foods that aren't good for you. Even that tomato you take out of the supermarket, how much, what do you really think about that? How much nutrition do you really think that has? Over the past 3 decades, midlife mortality in the U.S., that's worsened. Right? And again, for the younger 25 to 44-year-old group, it got worse in 2019 for that particular group. Now, they don't really even have a reason why it's happening. The study highlighted a stark health disadvantage among younger U.S. females between the ages of 25 and 44, who were the only group across all 25 countries studied to experience higher mortality rates. But again, to what end? To what reason, I would even say. The U.S. was not alone. The U.K., too, appears to be falling behind in its high-income peers. Wow. So what are they doing that's similar? Why don't you look and see what they're doing the same that might be causing this or not causing it? I don't know. Again, I don't have the money or the time to look all this stuff up for you guys. I want to give you something to think about. To think about it. All right. I mean, speaking of Baltimore, this is, you know, we saw this way, I don't know when it was, way back when in the last election. And you saw how bad Baltimore was. You saw what bad shape it was in. Now, let me tell you what they're doing. This is interesting. Let me tell you what they're doing to try to make it better. Okay? Be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. We're going to talk about how you can buy a house in Baltimore for a buck. All right? You ready for the investment? Be back in a little bit.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says that the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge after the collision with a container ship does not appear to be deliberate.
The preliminary investigation points to an accident. We haven't seen any credible evidence
of a terrorist attack.
Prior to the collision, the ship's crew alerted authorities about a power complication. The Supreme Court is currently deliberating on a case with potential implications for access to the abortion pill mifepristone. Justices are examining an appeals court ruling that halted recent FDA revisions aimed at expanding the availability of the medication. Donald Trump has entered Bloomberg's list of the 500 wealthiest individuals globally. The recognition came on Tuesday following the public debut of Truth Social, the social media platform initiated by the former president, which secured him billions of dollars in stock options. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-733-5563. Sorry. He's easily pulled away. Anyway, always appreciate your time with me. Seriously, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the Joe Messina Show. You can find it on joemessina.com, joemessina.com. And I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Anyway, you know, it's funny, you guys, I was talking about this on another show this morning. In the chat room, they're talking about cancer and that kind of stuff and the foods that we have. We have so much dead food that we're eating today. You know, you go to the supermarket, you think you're buying healthy stuff. I mean, I'd say, think again. Look at what they're putting out there. Look at what's in it. You really got to pay attention to what you're putting in your body. You know? And again, just because you buy something that says all natural, you buy something that says it's organic, that doesn't, still doesn't mean it's good for you. It still doesn't mean it's the right, like I said, the vegetables are the biggest thing. You don't get the vegetables you used to get. A lot of these vegetables are hybrids, or they, you know, they've been genetically modified. My grandfather wouldn't eat anything out of a can. He wouldn't eat anything like that. And you know, again, I'm not trying to say this is the best way to do it, but he grew everything he ate. He canned stuff before the wintertime came. If you lived in Massachusetts, you had to. Right? I mean, orange juice from a store was unheard of. You take home oranges, you squeeze them. That's how you do it. So, again, he lived to be, I think he was 84 years old. He smoked 2 packs of Camel non-filters a day until he was in his late 70s. The doctor told him, because he couldn't get rid of a late 70s. He'd been smoking since he was 12 years old. Doctor told me he had lung cancer. He quit. He quit the day he found out. And he asked him, why did you quit before? I didn't have lung cancer before. And you can call him dumb or ignorant, whatever you want to do. He wasn't, and you know, he was a good guy. From the, you know, I was young when he passed away, or younger. And I've been told over and over and over again that he was not the brightest guy in the room, not the smartest guy around. But the other part of that, too, is that, you know, he was a fantastic tailor. He was well-known throughout Boston. So as long as you're talented, you don't have to be the smartest guy in the room. Anyway, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You eat right, helps you fight some of this stuff up, and it's all the garbage, the stuff that's in the air, the stuff that's in the water, God, the stuff that's in your clothes, for God's sakes, your shampoo, your toothpaste. Just amazing. Anyway, back at it. Baltimore, Maryland. City officials have decided they're going to try to clean up the mess that they created. They took over a lot of these homes for abandonment and other reasons. And the officials have approved a program that would sell city-owned vacant homes for next to nothing, which would be a dollar, to some applicable residents. Now, according to the Department of Housing and Community Development, the fixed pricing program was created to combat more than 13,000 homes in Baltimore that are vacant. City officials said Tuesday that just over 200 homes are currently in the program. Now, according to the committee or the agency, the homes would only be sold to individuals who are willing to invest their money in fixing these dilapidated homes up. Right, but to what degree? How much? You know, some of these homes you move into, the ones next to it are still empty, still falling apart. What do you do with that? I mean, seriously. You know, some of these row houses, you've seen those in the movies. They're like right next door to each other. I mean, they share a common wall and everything. There's just rows after rows after rows of them. Applicants must provide proof that they have at least $90,000 to complete a renovation, as well as pass through an application vetting process. Sure. If I got 90 grand to update one of these homes or finish one of these homes off, I got news for you. I ain't buying a home there. Really that easy. The applicants will be vetted by the funds they have available for rehabilitation, their criminal history, and if they have any open federal or state liens or judgments. Right? Because I'm sure you can't get your sister, your uncle, your cousin, your aunt to go ahead and step up and you can buy the house for them. Right? Now, and the other thing about this, right, developers would have to pay $3,000 per home, and so would large nonprofits with 51 or more employees. You know, they're thinking they're going to buy these homes like crazy. Right? And then put the, I don't know, whatever that nonprofit is, put people in those homes. But again, a dollar a piece, you got to have $90,000 in the bank. Why? I'm sorry, but why? All right, 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Got to be. You know, I did this a couple of weeks ago, and somebody said, could you do it again? Because it still holds true. You still got to make a fight. You got to make a stance. Now, we're coming into a very heavy political season, right? You're seeing propaganda come at you. Now, again, A1, what is it? Artificial intelligence is just running rampant on social media. You don't know what to believe. I mean, you really now don't know what to believe anymore. But let's go through these facts again. Let's make sure you understand truly, without any hesitation, without any gray area, some of the facts that you need to deal with. Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine in 2014 when Democrat Barack Obama was in power. Let that sink in for a second. All right? Vladimir Putin also invaded Ukraine in 2022 when Democrat Joe Biden was in power. He did nothing when Trump was in power. Right? Didn't do anything from 2017 to 2021 when Trump was around. Because they knew he wouldn't stand for it. Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller concluded that Donald Trump did not connive or conspire with the Russians to win the 2016 presidential election. Right? This is, they were all counting on him. And that when he didn't come through to throw Donald into jail, they hated him. Because he didn't do what he wanted them to do. But, you know, you need to understand how important that is. While in power between 2017 and 2021, Donald Trump did not start a new war and didn't enrich the military-industrial complex at all. Boy, were they teed. Claims by mainstream media that Vladimir Putin is blackmailing Donald Trump, we found were false. Claims by the mainstream media that Hunter Biden laptop knew Russian disinformation were false. The laptop belongs to Hunter Biden, and it shows what appears to be a lot of criminal activity. But, again, let's be clear. Unlike what they would say, I'm telling you, he's innocent until proven guilty. My personal opinion is he's guilty as all get out, and there's more to it. After all that time, he denied the laptop belonging to him, then he said it did belong to him, and then he went to sue the repair shop because they took information off of his personal laptop. I think that's admitting, don't you think? They took information off of his personal laptop and shared it with others. If it wasn't his, he couldn't do anything about it, could he? He sure as heck wouldn't call it his laptop, would he? Claims that the Russians are again trying to interfere in the 2024 election to elect Donald Trump are false. More disinformation from the left. Claims that anyone who questions the sending billions of dollars to Ukraine for war, they may likely not win, makes them a Russian agent. Wow. I guess I'm a Russian agent. I don't know. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after. Oh, no. We're going to finish these off first. Be back in a few minutes.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation.
Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
You gotta like this, right? Joe Bacini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. That's always a big one, too. And I know this is kind of irritating for some people when I go through these lists. Yeah, I gotta tell you, not that I don't care. But you need to have this information. You need to know truly what you're up against. And when people tell you, what about this and what about that with the Russians and what about that with this, it's all bunk. Think about this. Last week, 24/7, for the whole week, you heard how Donald Trump was in bankruptcy. He was bankrupt. And his only way out of this was to do A, B, C, and D. Right, and that would tie up his money, and it would do this, would do that. Anyway, the long and the short of it was all a lie. He's not bankrupt. If you guys understand finance, right, most of his money, his assets, he's not sitting in cash under, in the mattresses or what have you. All those assets were tied up in his businesses, in the buildings, and so on. And you just don't go down to the bank and say, see, I got that building worth $500 million and I'll need $500 million. No, no. They may come up with half of it, or they may, in today's market, they may bind it for half of it. But don't, no one insurance company is going to take that whole thing on. Do you know what I'm saying? They're about hundreds of millions of dollars. Not a couple of million. None of his foreign investments could be used for bonds. Right? Too quick for a foreign government to grab and seize his property. So that wasn't going to happen. Come on, think this through. Think of where they're at. Think this through. So, anyway, you got to understand, he's far from broke. And then you heard today, with the whole stock situation on his DJT stock, they put him back up in the 500 most richest men in the world. Now some people say it's a farce because they only made $5 million, but it's only worth $5 million, and yet, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you perceive it's worth. It's just like this whole Bitcoin fiasco, right? What is it? Where is it? Can you put it in your hand? Can I take it to the corner store? No, I cannot. But people want it, and they want it, so it makes it valuable. Right? What's that? Supply and demand, in essence. People want it. They think it's worth something. They want to have it. Look at in the old days, they bartered everything for value. Right? Taylor's bartered with the fruit guys, with the vegetable guys, with the bread guys. If you didn't have money, you did it in services. All right, back to the list of things that you need to know as fact. So I've been trying to tell you. You need to know as fact so you can push back on people. Right? Trump is facing 4 criminal indictments and 91 counts, but indictments are accusations. They have to be proven. Right? And that Letitia James case, there's nothing there. These two had him guilty before the ink was dry on the paper when they filed the original indictment. Anyway, claims that Trump is, if reelected, he'll be deadlier than Hitler. He'll end the presidency and democracy as we know. Well, we don't have a democracy anyway. As we know them. And you know what? He didn't do it the first time. You want to talk about a Hitler-esque type of regime? Yeah, look who's sitting there now. What you can and what you can do. People being drug out of their homes. 81-year-old men being drug out of their homes in chains at 5 o'clock in the morning. Really? You got to be kidding me. Claims that Tucker Carlson is a Russian agent. Because he interviewed Putin. Yeah, right. It's just amazing. So when Sean Penn, went down and, he interviewed El Chapo, hung out with him for the day or a couple of days, did anybody call him an agent? Right? Claims that everything in the White House says is true and everything that the Kremlin says is a lie. They both lie. We know this already. It's easy for it to roll off your tongue that the Kremlin lies. You don't want that with the White House. You want to actually believe that they're telling us someone of the truth. But that ain't true either. You know that. We all know that. Russian disinformation and you just keep hearing this over and over and over again. Election interference by Russians. Every day we hear about it. And you're going to hear about it all the way through the election of 2024. So you need to be prepared to look at people and say, well, wait a minute. They said the same thing in 2020. I mean, in 2016. They were beating up Trump for 4 years with this stuff. None of it was true. Shifty Schiff. Think about him. He's looking at this and he's going, what did he tell us? For 4 years, he specifically saw information that tied Trump to the Russian dossier. We've never seen it. He's never brought it forward. He still hasn't been held accountable for it because they never get held accountable for lying. Never. Right? Why didn't they oust Menendez out of New Jersey? Senator Menendez, right? Why didn't they throw him out for everything he's got going on? No, God forbid. So it just never stops. And you have to be ready to fight this around every corner. You have to be ready to discuss this around every corner. And make sure that people understand the truth behind all of this. 855-RealJoe. 855-732-5563. Yeah, like I say, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Here's a guy that probably won't be around for long. I don't wish any harm on him. However, let's just talk the truth here. Sheriff Darleaf, he announced investigations into Michigan's 2020 election. He claims possession of sensitive documents tied to the Dominion employees and high-profile figures, including Jocelyn Benson and Dana Nessel. They accuse Muskegon County prosecutor of attempting to usurp his ongoing investigation. So here's a guy who's got physical evidence that there was a problem. And rather than the Dems and others wanting to see it, rather than going through properly, they're trying to squelch it. Berry County Sheriff Darleaf announced that he had launched an investigation into the handling of the Michigan 2020 election. He's implicating Dominion voting systems officials, Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, Attorney General Dana Nessel, computer scientist J. Alex Holderman, and others in potential misconduct. Now, that's a long that's a long way to stick your neck out if you've got absolutely no proof. Anybody with me on this? So you saw previously reported online that Sheriff Darleaf back in 2022 filed a lawsuit against the lawless and obstructive actions of Attorney General Dana Nessel, who regulated the regularly mocked and threatened her political opponents. Now, together, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, who blocked the efforts of citizens and law enforcement to investigate voter fraud, blocked them from investigating it. Go figure that one out. The Berry County Sheriff is also suing the Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson's henchman, Jonathan Brader. Now, Brader is the Michigan Director of Elections. He's a member of the executive branch of the state government, an employee of the state. As Director of Elections, Mr. Brader is vested with the power, and he shall perform the duties of Secretary of State under his supervision with respect to the supervisor and the administration of election laws. The lawsuit goes on to state that Attorney General Nessel, who has no accountability to the Berry County electorate and even less authority to encroach upon the law enforcement functions of the constitutional sheriff. Sheriffs have a lot of power. Police chiefs have to answer to the city council, that kind of thing. They're not elected officials. The sheriff, though, he actually takes an oath to uphold the Constitution. He actually gets elected in there. People get to decide who's going to do it. He's committed a flagrant violation of constitutional and statutory laws by usurping the power of the sheriff. They were fighting him tooth and nail to allow him to do the investigation. Why? What were they afraid of? Here's a guy that was duly elected, a law officer, well-respected, mind you. And nobody really cared. They were fighting tooth and nail to keep him from being able to prove some of the things he knew to be true. Goes on, when he brought charges against him, he's actually charging some of the elected officials for not giving the information that he subpoenaed, the information that he requested. They weren't interested in helping him out at all. Guys, got to check these things out because it's going to happen more and more in these counties and in these places. Hey, Joe Mancini, your host. Thank you so much for being with me. I appreciate your time that you spend with us here on the air in the chat room. Looking to see you back here tomorrow night. I am Joe Mancini, your host. You've listened to Joe Mancini's show. God bless people.